Hey, buddy, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm AJ Zarian. Of course, I'm joined by the supplier of cocaine to the 1986 Mets, Rich Stambolian.
Oh, it was a hell of a time. I was only 6 years old. You're only six. Somehow I came into a whole shit ton of cocaine. And you know what? I sold it to all the Mets. I sold it to mostly Hojo and Straw.
It was okay. Not Mookie?
Not Mookie. It was all Straw.
Not Keith.
No, Keith is a good boy.
I got a book here. I got it as a gift for a friend, mm-hmm. for Bob. Like, I'm the bad guy's one.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's gonna love it.
He's gonna love it. Guys, today is the all-in pay-per-view.
Very pumped.
First major show outside of the WWE in ever. Well, no. Let me think about that. It's the first non-WWE pay-per-view in North America that has broke 10,000 viewers, 10,000 in attendance, and could possibly draw over 100,000 buys.
In over 20 years. Or close to 20 years.
Because
You have to think of WCW. Did TNA ever run a big house?
No, not 10K. Not 10K.
In England, I think they did, right?
Mm-mm.
But not, no?
I think it was like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
7,800.
Interesting.
I mean, they were coming close at one time, but it's a very interesting time right now with the state of professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the WWE is monitoring this pretty closely.
Yeah.
Because this is a major game changer in the way that distribution works,
mm-hmm.
In the way that other people are going to be able to do shows. I mean, there's a lot going on here. So where do you want to begin? Do you want to talk about WWE first? You want to talk about the All In thing? What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's wrap it with All In, okay. And then let's really wrap it with Austin Hogan.
By the way, I just want to say, at the end of the show, as promised, we are booking Hulk Hogan in the WWE in 1998. For people who don't know, his WCW contract was expiring. He signed a new contract in 98, but there could have been a possibility that Hulk Hogan was going to go back to the WWF in 1998 when Bret Hart was exiting. So there is something interesting here. So we're going to talk, save that for the end of the show, but there is a lot going on with All In.
So good. You know what? Let's get to that as quick as we can.
As quick as we can. Yeah, so Cody's going up for the NWA title, and that's it.
First father-son, if he wins, first father-son duo to ever hold that title.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah, because Harley's kid, no.
Right.
Not
Flair.
Did Jerry Jarrett ever hold? No.
No.
That is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. Unless the Ganias didn't do that, because that was the USWA title, right?
The Ganias, no. No, the Ganias were AWA.
AWA, sorry. Yes, but that was like the only world title that was held by a father and son, right?
The Ganias.
Yeah,
did Greg Gagne hold the...
Greg.
Did Greg hold the...
I want to say, yeah.
Well, the problem was Vern held that title for like 18 years.
Right.
And never dropped it. He booked himself in his own territory. All In pay-per-view wiki. I just want to go over any last minute changes with this show. Obviously, you could order this on fight.tv. Tonight, it's also going to be streaming on demand after the show. It's also going to be on New Japan World after the show. So if you have an NJPW subscription, you can watch it there too. I really want everybody to order this pay-per-view because I really want this to break 100,000.
Did you mention Honor Club?
It's also an Honor Club.
If you subscribe to Honor Club,
I would suggest not doing Honor Club.
Why not?
I've had issues with their pay-per-views, but I've never had an issue with Fight.tv. Mm. They're not a paid ad. They don't pay me to say that. I'm just saying it out of experience.
Because you own it.
Because I own Fight.tv. So this is going to be held, obviously, for people who know this. This is all news, but for people who don't know, this is at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, right outside of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
This is a mega show. They sold 10,000 tickets for this show. It may be a little over 10. I'm sure. I'm curious what the last final numbers are going to be. So this is the card as of this morning. You got Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr.
Awesome.
Which I'm very interested to see this match.
Comedy match.
You have a comedy match, yeah. I hope it's a comedy match.
Ugh.
Just drive everybody crazy. We have an over-budget battle royal with 15 people to determine the number one contender for the Ring of Honor Championship, and they will face the Ring of Honor Champion Jay Lethal at a later time during the show. I know who's winning this.
I have a theory, and it's probably completely unfounded,
okay.
But my fan theory...
Let's hold on. Let's say the name at the same time.
one.
No, we're gonna go. We're gonna go 3, 2, 1, and then say it. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Chris Jericho.
Dave Meltzer.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Jericho.
Jericho goes in it.
I think Jericho's the last entrant because it's still TBA. Jericho's the last entrant. He wins the whole thing. He beats Jay Lethal.
Well, I think there was four people that weren't announced.
Right.
Right.
Beats Jay Lethal and takes the ROH title at All In. I say possibly because he's got that much of an ego to cement himself as the greatest of all time. And what better way to do it than on the first major American show with Cody and the Bucks, who he's boys with. He's friends with dudes in that battle royal, Rocky,
yeah,
Billy Gunn, etc. I think it would be awesome.
Okay.
That's just a rumor.
This I would keep Jericho.
In my head.
Keep Jericho in it.
Uh-huh.
Him and Neville final two in the battle royal. Ooh. Neville gets revenge and beats him, and Neville now ghost faces Jay Lethal.
Oh, that would be amazing. That's probably what's going to happen. That's smart.
I would do that.
That's good.
If Jericho's in it.
If Jericho's not and Neville's in it, oh, forget it.
Maybe Neville's going to play a bigger role than the Rumble. We got to think about that also.
That's true, but if, you know, Neville winning the ROH world title?
I don't think they'll drop an ROH title on a non-ROH show.
That's true. But you never know.
Maybe it's going to be one of the random people. Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn, Ring of Honor champion.
Oh, I'd love that.
Me too.
He looks amazing. They need a big...
He's an ass man, dude.
They need a big dude. Who's the biggest guy to hold that title?
The Ring of Honor title?
Yeah.
AJ Styles.
Probably.
No, yeah, that's a great question. Did Hernandez hold the title?
I don't think so.
Homicide?
No.
Who's the biggest guy to hold that title?
Maybe Joe?
Samoa Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, but people
physically,
don't realize...
Physically.
First of all, people don't realize how tall Samoa Joe is.
Yeah, he's like 6'1".
I think he's 6'3". He's 6'2", 282.
Big dude.
You know, remember when they did that square off him and Brock?
Yeah.
And actually, you realize that Brock isn't that tall?
No.
He's just a gargantuan human being.
Yeah, yeah. Lifts.
I can't believe Samoa Joe is 39 years old. So, yeah, Samoa Joe, 39. You have AJ Styles, 40.
Jericho's 47.
Jericho's 47. Triple H is 46. Undertaker's 50.
Yeah.
And they're all still...
The Rock.
The Rock is going to have one last run.
The Rock could easily...
By the way, The Rock's not winning the Royal Rumble and headlining WrestleMania next year. Can I just squash that rumor?
Yeah, why not? It's Roman Reigns. Everybody's Roman versus Rock.
I would love to see that, by the way. Yeah. Roman versus Rock.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That headlines WrestleMania next year.
Can you imagine he comes and he's like, listen, you piece of shit cousin.
Right?
And he just keeps calling him the piece of shit
and
cousin.
And then all he does is this.
How about... What are they doing with Flip? That's a great question, MG Geek.
Oh, what if Flip wins the...
Maybe Flip will win it. Yeah.
Flip wins the Battle Royal.
I would love to see Flip versus Neville.
Yes.
Right?
Osprey called out Neville last week. Are we still calling him Neville? Or can we just call him Pac again?
I don't know. Maybe he won't go by Pac.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't go by Pac. Okay, so here we go. So we got the three matches. We got the Battle Royal, which four opening spots.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get Jay Lethal versus whoever wins that.
Yep.
Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr. Madison Rain.
Britt Baker.
Chelsea Green. And
Tessa
Blanchard! I want Tessa Blanchard to do Major Color.
Oh my God.
And I just want to hear Tessa Blanchard screamed over and over and over again.
It would have been great if Arn had a daughter also.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
And I would have loved her to be bald like him.
No.
And just chunky like him.
Briscoes versus SoCal Uncensored?
Yeah, this might be a good match.
I think the Briscoes are going to go over.
Can I tell you something? I've never gotten into the Briscoes.
Really?
I've never gotten into them.
They're too redneck for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
They remind me of my bad cousin from Florida.
All right. That's cool.
I have a cousin named Arson.
Yeah. Okay? That's a good Armenian name.
A-R-S-E-N. Right, Arson. Yeah. He went to jail for arson.
Wow.
He set a house on fire in Flushing.
Wow.
When he was like 12.
Wow.
This guy is a raging lunatic.
Uh-huh.
And he looks just like the Briscoes, but maybe a little harder.
Okay.
He's even harder than the Briscoes.
Wow.
It's unsettling to me.
Shin
the resemblance.
Says Deacon is the Briscoes.
Deacon as the Briscoes.
Deacon is the Briscoes.
Christopher Daniels versus Stephen Amell. I'm actually very excited for this.
Me too,
match.
Man.
I think this will be great. Do you think he's going to come out like
a Green Arrow?
Yeah.
No, I think...
I was going to say the Green Hornet, and I knew that was wrong.
Honestly, I think Amell... I'm calling two spots in this match. Tope?
Tope.
And Moonsault.
Not his dick. He's not going to take his dick.
Not his dick.
Okay. Can I show you something?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, where'd you get that?
I got it on eBay.
Cool.
$20.
Yeah.
It's nice. In great shape.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite books.
Good.
Do you like this book?
Yeah, it's good. I like it. I like that cover. I love that cover.
Do you like the racial, you know, the whole race thing in this?
Well, I mean, like, you know.
It's a civil rights movement.
It's kind of, what's happening right now. Yeah. The X-Men, read old X-Men.
Read old X-Men. Just keep reading it. What else do we have?
Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandito. This is the main event. Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandito.
This is 100% the main event?
That's what they said.
I don't know why.
Versus the Golden Elite, Matt, Nick, and Kota Ibushi.
Okay, that worries me a little bit.
Why?
I don't know if this should be the main event.
Rey gets top billing. Ah, Theo Rossi's going to be there? That's awesome.
I don't know why this should be the main event.
Sons of Anarchy, bro.
Yeah, why is Theo Rossi in there? Is he in this match?
He's boys at Rey.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he's on...
Is he going to kill himself in prison again?
Oh, boy.
Did he kill himself or he got killed?
In Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
I think he killed himself.
He kills himself.
Yeah.
He was great in that show.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What was his name? Juice.
Yeah. I used to call him... I'd call him Motat because he had a mohawk and a tattoo next to it. I think this headlines it. Why not have Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio and Phoenix and Bandito?
Yeah,
I think
you know
this
what?
Is going to be...
There's a lot going on in this match. Maybe that's why. I am...
Go ahead.
Here's another match I'm super psyched for. Hangman Page versus Joey Janela.
It's going to be amazing.
You think color? Has to be.
Lots of color.
Yeah.
Lots of color.
Marty Scurll versus Kazuchika Okada.
I think it's going to be awesome.
I think this is going to be a comedy match.
Okay. Okada could do comedy.
Yeah. And Nick Aldis with Brandi Rhodes. Mm-hmm. You know Brandi and Suncast were in
Cody
the same...
With,
what did I say?
Nick Aldis with Brandi.
No, Nick Aldis with Brandi. I'm fantasy booking. Uh-huh. Nick Aldis versus Cody Rhodes with Brandi Rhodes. You know Brandi and Suncast were in the same class?
Mm-hmm.
In high school?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He said she was a sweetheart then.
That's nice. What's up, son? Cass?
Okay, Austin Gunn was announced also for this match. Oh, so from last week, they added a bunch of people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So we have 12 out of the 15 announced.
Okay.
So we need another 3. So Austin Gunn was announced yesterday.
Cool.
Punishment Martinez was announced on the 27th.
Great.
Brandon Cutler was announced on the 23rd.
Awesome.
Marco Stunt was announced on the 18th.
Great.
And Jimmy Jacobs was the 17th.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, Punishment Martinez, he's an interesting guy. He's from New York, right?
Yeah. I think so.
He wrestles... he's in Ring of Honor, and I think he's in New Japan now, right?
I'm not sure about that.
I thought he's doing some New Japan stuff. So this is the, you know what? Maybe Cheeseburger will be in it.
CM Punk. You think CM Punk shows up?
I don't know how it went last night. You know what's interesting? I got nothing. And this is a little interesting. With all the buzz around this, I got very little about that CM Punk signing.
Okay.
From people. Like, I know that there was a line. People were really into it. I don't know why I didn't hear as much. CM Punk actually made a tweet yesterday. This morning, actually. I don't have the words to properly express how thankful I am to have seen, spent a small amount of time with, and listened to some moving stories from some great people today. Appreciate all of you. Thanks for the smiles.
Very nice.
Yeah.
He shows up. He's the last. Him and Jericho are the last two dudes in it.
I have really enjoyed the StarCast random wrestler photos, like Scott Steiner and the Young
and
Bucks.
The Bucks. Oh, amazing.
That was nice.
Maybe Scott Steiner shows up. I think this is the funnest, like, in my head, I feel like this might be the funnest wrestling event in a long time.
This
no pressure,
be,
right?
This could honestly, depending on the success on pay-per-view, right? Forget, this is a success already.
Right.
But depending on the success on pay-per-view, this could become a yearly thing.
That would be cool.
Where the promoters allow you to send you your champions. They have a WrestleMania level match for within their own promotional matches, and then you have a couple dream matches that you set up, and they could go bigger and bigger and bigger with this.
Absolutely.
And this could be the summer's WrestleMania. I mean, I know we have SummerSlam, but this could be another. But this could be the independent wrestling's version of it, where if you have look at all the companies involved. You have AAA.
Yep.
You have Lucha Underground. You have
NWA.
NWA. You have Ring of Honor. You have New Japan.
Yeah. Are we missing anybody?
Pretty much. I mean, those are the big ones.
Yeah.
You have everybody.
Impact, right?
Impact. Is Impact there?
Do you have any Impact guys on this?
Let's see.
Pentagon.
I heard Jeff Jarrett was a little last night.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. He just came out of rehab.
A couple of tootskies for that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. Just keep saying yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm just trying to find anything. Yeah, I was very surprised at the lack of news coming out of it, and I was actually a little bit more surprised at the lack of news around the StarCast stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying obviously people are posting on Twitter, but anything coming out, I was very surprised by that.
I think it's, you know what it is? I think it is. I think it's very go, go, go. I think the people who are there are awestruck that dudes are walking around, like Scott Steiner's walking around, the Bucks are walking around. It's very friendly. It's probably like a lot of, it's like Comic-Con, I would assume, you know, it's a lot of like stuff, like WrestleMania access almost, you know, where it's like, oh shit, look, it's Scott Steiner. Dude,
and
man,
I have
look,
to give
Billy
credit.
Gunn.
This is Conrad's doing.
Yeah.
He's running the whole thing with StarCast, and God damn it, that guy in a year, 2 years.
Genius.
He's become a huge,
yeah,
important part of pro wrestling history.
Smart guy. Yeah.
Very smart guy.
Yeah.
And the interaction that I've had with him, I mean, we've spoken a handful of times. We were actually going to do for, didn't happen actually.
Yeah.
But not because of him or me, just timing.
I think it was because he was getting married.
Which one are you talking about?
What?
Him coming on?
Yeah, yeah.
No. We were going to host Bruce Pritchard and him
at
Sapphire.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had the whole tie-in with the Sapphire and Dusty, and we were going to do this whole thing. And I just, it just didn't happen. We ran out of time, and it probably was more my fault than theirs. But it really, actually, they had no fault in it at all.
Yeah,
it was me and my company. But we were going to do a whole thing at Sapphire with them. It just didn't happen. But the interaction I've had with him, what a sweetheart of a guy.
Nice guy.
And I really enjoy listening to him and Bruce.
Yeah.
They do a great job. Him and Eric also. Dave Meltzer looks ridiculously jacked.
Ooh.
Can we talk about what a... Oh. God damn it. I want a shirtless 8x10 of Dave.
That dude is like pumping, man.
I want a shirtless 8x10 of him. I really do.
Why?
What can we do to get this?
You could probably tweet him and be like, hey,
I want
classic wrestling pictures.
Okay. I convinced myself this morning in the shower that Dave Meltzer's going to show up at All In that battle royal.
Imagine if, he did the Austin run-in where he just runs down the ramp top speed with the chair, slides the chair in, starts throwing Meltzer punches.
Meltzer punches. So not haymakers, but Meltzers.
And then just like chair shots everybody.
Yeah.
Takes that thing, and then he just totally loses to Jay Lethal in like 2 seconds. Wins the battle royal.
Davis said he's never wanted to become a wrestler because it's so hard, but he has taken some like spots and he's done some things in the ring. Brian Alvarez, he's a wrestler. Maybe we'll see Brian Alvarez.
That'd be
there.
Great. Yeah.
He's a legitimate pro wrestler.
The thing about All In that I think is great is that it's created such an amount of FOMO for wrestling fans. The FOMO is fear of missing out for the uninitiated in the current lexicon of America. But I think it's a good thing. You know, like people want to be there. You know, we started a little discussion on our Twitter feed, like who's ordering it, who's going, and it's like everybody. I think we got like over 300 votes, and most people are ordering it.
Well, but it wasn't as much as you thought it would be, right?
It was more actually.
What was it? Because last I looked, it was like 54-43.
Let's go to the videotape. Oh, we don't have videotape. It's just
let's go to the footage.
It's just my phone. 276 votes.
Okay.
Interesting. It's you know what? I didn't look at this morning. Pretty much a 50-50 split.
50-50 split.
Yes and no.
So if we use that as a census
or
like a Nielsen score, right? We have 70, we have, let's say 80.
Yeah.
So 40,000 people maybe could potentially order this from our followers.
Interesting.
Let's say 10,000 from our followers.
Uh-huh.
Definitely 10,000.
Yeah, I think so.
So we are 90K short. I need to hit that number.
I think.
Listen, I've taken a side bet on this. My whole house is on the line for that 100,000 people.
With who, Bob?
With Bob. It's 100,000 people.
I think they'll do very well. I also think that the Bucks and Cody and all those dudes deserve a well-earned break because this is a
They might take
thing.
A break. So what do you guys think? Okay, here's a question for the chat room. So we have like 4 chat rooms going right now. We got the Twitch chat, we got the Discord, and we got Facebook. Do you think the all-in pay-per-view tonight will break 100,000 buys.
100,000 pay-per-view buys.
100,000 pay-per-view buys.
That's the $40 package you're talking about, not views.
I'm saying, no, well, are we saying views in what sense are you saying?
Honor Club.
Well, that's a pay-per-view.
Right, but that's a thing. I feel like monetarily
I would count that. Yeah? I would count that. Yeah, so if we say, no, I think it's the same for Honor Club. Well, you could sign up for Honor Club and get it. $10 extra.
No, it's $10. Honor Club is $10 a month.
And yeah, and then I think you got to pay a little extra to get it.
Really?
Yeah. So overall, will they get 100,000 purchased? This is between Honor Club, and this is between Fight, and this is between pay-per-view. Will they get 100,000 buys?
I'm going to say yes. Wrestling's hot right now.
Listen, if it's ever going to happen, this is the moment that it happens. New Japan did 36,000 on pay-per-view with really shitty distribution.
For the San Francisco show?
No. Remember the 2 years ago when they did it on pay-per-view, 3 years ago, when Jeff Jarrett ran the thing?
Yeah.
He set it up. That was like the first push in North America.
When he showed up with the Bullet Club? Was that it?
Yes, that's okay. The one.
Yeah.
That did 36,000 buys, which is, and if you think about it, it was the day after the pay-per-view was on.
Okay.
It was the following evening, right? Because it was on at, you know, whatever, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, Eastern. So this was on Eastern, 8 o'clock. So it did 36K. So someone in the chat room says, MN Gallagher says, 200,000 plus. My God, if they do 200,000 plus, this will be a yearly thing. This will be 100% a yearly thing.
Twice a year.
And you're going to get a major company investing in this.
You think
Listen, Spike wants to get back into wrestling.
Yeah.
Spike wants to get in.
This would be very interesting to see what happens if this becomes the interpromotional promotion.
I had a very interesting conversation by somebody at a network. I told you a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Remember that? A couple weeks ago. Major network. Mm-hmm. And they were very interested in getting into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So
were you like, hey, why don't you guys have the greatest wrestling podcast of all time on your network?
Actually, I got to talk to you about something actually today. I think that this is pivotal, and I keep putting emphasis on this because, as a wrestling fan, you know, we tend to dislike a lot of things that happen in WWE. We tend to dislike a lot of things happening in New Japan. Whatever it is, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever it is, you know. I know people that watch only Lucha Underground now.
Yeah, I know a couple of people like that. Yeah.
I know people that only watch TNA. They freaking love TNA.
Yeah.
TNA is doing 200,000 views a week, which is miserable.
Yeah.
For a really good product.
Yeah, yeah.
So
It's too blue.
It's
very blue.
It is very blue. Better than the green. Remember when they went to the green?
Yeah, but I feel like it's just very blue. Everything about that show is just, like, has a blue hue to it.
I'm very, very hopeful that this show does well. And by the way, this is not an indie show. I just want to say that. I was talking to a promoter the other day, and he was saying, if you think this is an indie show, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
There's nothing indie about this.
Mm-hmm.
They got corporate sponsors. They have a lot of money being pushed in this.
Exactly.
New Japan is helping with the production. Ring of Honor is helping with the production. This is not indies.
Mm-hmm.
This is a...
It's a major pay-per-view.
This is the first major attack on the pay-per-view model that WWE created. Listen, WWE's out of the pay-per-view game.
Yeah.
So they're technically not competing with any pay-per-views. It's not like, man, you know what? I really want to order this, but WWE has a pay-per-view next week, and that's $50. I can't swing this.
Do you think... How do you feel... And this is... I'm trying to figure out the question that I want to ask or present. How do you relate this to, let's say, like a House of Hardcore? Because Dreamer's technically been doing this for a while, right?
On a much smaller scale, getting, less production.
Like, getting the intercompany people to wrestle each other and all that, you know? Like, and he's had, like, a lot. I think he's had a lot
of I think he has a lot of success, but remember, he doesn't want to run out of his area.
Right.
Dreamer likes being where he, you know, and I'm not, this isn't a knock. I would do the same thing, too. He's accomplished a tremendous amount, and I don't think he wants the undertaking of competing on that level. I don't think most people want to take that on as a responsibility to compete on a major level.
Okay.
I think Cody was the right person at the right time 100%. With the Bucks to put this together.
Yeah.
This could be their... Listen, for all we know, this is their send-off. This is their last hurrah for all those guys. Listen, we started this with nothing. We saw Cody in a gymnasium 2 years ago. SummerSlam weekend for Evolve. And this isn't, again, no knock to Evolve or Cody. We saw him in a 120-degree gymnasium. And you know what this fucking guy did? He stayed after the show, after his match, and he signed every piece of merch, belts,
shook hands with everybody.
Shook hands with everybody. He didn't leave until the last person on the line was done.
It was pretty sweet.
You know what? That's why he's where he is.
I think so. 100%.
That's why.
I mean, that
the salt of the earth.
Exactly. That dude is, he's elevated every single person. I think they've elevated him in a certain way, and he's elevated them also in a certain way.
Yeah.
And as far as like a last hurrah goes, listen, man, you might be right, because the buzz is there. The buzz is there. The Young Bucks signing with WWE is there. The buzz of, holy shit, these guys are businessmen. They're good people. We need more people like this on our roster. Kenny Omega as well. I'm throwing him in there. Who knows if these guys will get offered contracts within the next few months. I could easily see Hangman going. Marty, you know?
Listen, unless there's money that comes in and prevents them from going. And I'm not saying it's only about money. You got to think about, there's so many variables here. And the climate has changed a lot in pro wrestling, where the end all be all isn't always the WWE.
100%.
I think for your psyche and for your ego, it is.
Yeah.
But the Bucks have proven that you don't need the WWE to be successful. Do you remember the whole thing? They didn't shake Booker's hand or whatever nonsense that was. In TNA, they didn't really do much. And then they just went off in PWG and started doing super kicks. And then again, everybody's shitting on them. Oh, they're fake wrestling. They're exposing the business. They're ruining the business was exposed 30 years ago when Vince McMahon said it was fake. Or even 20 years before that, when every newspaper would write about how fake wrestling was.
Right.
Even in the 1920s, they were writing articles how it was fake.
Predetermined.
It was athleticism. It was an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole concept that they ruined the wrestling business, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you could see that they hurt the wrestling business or ruined the wrestling business. They just sold out a major arena in Chicago.
They are the wrestling business.
Yeah.
That's it. I find it very interesting. I'm very happy as a wrestling fan. I'm very happy for these guys, you know. I think it's that buzz is there. Like, Hogan was asked about Kenny Omega. Hulk Hogan.
He wants a match.
Was asked about Kenny Omega. And there was a good, it was an interview. It was like a
listen,
good couple
brother,
of questions.
If I had he's
like,
his hair.
But, like, the thing I like about Hogan is, like, he seems like he's still a fan of the business.
I think Hogan's always been a fan of the business.
He's, like, a big fanboy. And just the fact that, like, Hogan knows who Kenny Omega is and is like, he should go to WWE. Jim Ross even was like, no, you need at some point within the next couple of years, you need the full Bullet Club in WWE. Everybody.
I don't know if it's necessary.
How come the Tongans aren't on all it?
By the way, Big Cass changed his name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Big Capiche?
Big C.
Great.
He's facing James Storm next month.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah.
He should call himself Big Capiche.
The Big Capiche?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Hogan versus Omega. Hogan takes 6 dragon suplexes.
Oh, my God. This is the weirdest. So this is called Big Time Wrestling, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Big Time Wrestling is having a show. Mick Foley is going to be there.
Hell yeah.
Signing autographs. You're going to have Big Cass versus Cowboy James Storm. You're going to have James Ellsworth versus Emma. Hacksaw Jim Duggan's there.
Oh.
Tommy Dreamer versus C.W. Anderson. And Mang and the Barbarian versus the Dawsons. What is going on?
Hell yeah. I want to see Mang. Did you see John Cena's new move?
What's his new move?
It's apparent. I don't know if this is 100% real or not, but I think it's called the Lightning Fist.
What does he do?
He dropped on a live show. He dropped Elias with the FU.
When does this happen? Just now?
Yeah, like yesterday or something. And then he charged up like this.
Uh huh.
And then he went boosh and hit him in the face with like a back fist.
And that was it.
That's it. But he did like a.
It's like a Streets of Rage move.
Like, oh. Boom, and he hit him.
Where can I see this? Someone link me.
It is on the internet.
How vascular has John Cena gotten?
Vascular or
vascular? Vascular. Vascular.
Yo, he looks insane. I think Vince, and he's got hair. He's got a lot of hair now.
Yeah. Throw it out.
I again, we've said this every so often, John Cena needs to come back as Beard, like Elias, basically, like a real drifter. Beard, long hair, overcoat, walking from town to town. Hey, I used to know a guy named John Cena. Too bad he's not around anymore.
People are very concerned about John Cena and his body now. And every wrestling news site is saying, what the hell's going on with John Cena?
He looks amazing. He looks like a Street Fighter character. He looks like Blanka.
The sixth move of doom. That's what he's calling it.
Yeah, yeah.
In Shanghai. Let's see. Yeah. So he picks him up. You're right. Attitude adjustment.
He does a charge up.
He does this weird, the charge up.
Mm-hmm.
He goes like this.
Yep. He does like the Wakanda Forever.
And he does this.
And he does
the lightning fist.
Like a back fist. Like a quick back fist.
I mean, I guess they were in China, so he did like a Bruce Lee type thing. I think that's what it was.
I don't know. That's a little racist. I don't know. Just because you're in China, you don't got to be Bruce Lee.
I think
Lee
that's
all
what
the
he
time.
Did. I think that's what he did. It looked like a Bruce Lee move.
He looks like Blanka from Street Fighter. people are concerned over his body, but listen, that's what happens when you have time off and you just work out all day. Yeah. You get gigantic, and John Cena's going to come back bigger than ever.
I hope Nikki Bella comes back bigger than ever.
Oh my God. You mean like this?
No, just jacked. Jacked.
That's good. I got a buddy that loves the Bella Twins.
So
like,
I went to the gym with John, mm-hmm. and he was telling me to do more squats. And I said, honey, if I do any more, you're not going to see me ever. Because I'm going to fly away with my magic legs.
That's pretty good. People love that.
People love my Nikki Bella. Noah did 6,200 in Sumo Hall yesterday.
It was that wasn't the retirement match. For not the retirement, right? The 20-year
match?
It was
Mara Fuji 20th anniversary.
Was that when... I'm thinking of like the death match that happened the other day.
No.
Brutal death match.
No.
People love that Nikki Bella impression.
I'm just going to show you what Bella Power is all about.
That's great. It's pretty good. So, WWE, Braun Strowman turn.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, man. I don't...
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So, they have a guy that got over very easily on his own.
Uh-huh.
And they not only turned him, but they made sure you know he's a bad guy by teaming up with Dolph. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they made sure there was no room for you to be like, yeah, good job.
Mm-hmm.
They teamed him up with Dolph and Drew.
Yeah, very, very strange that they didn't do the Wyatt family thing. I feel like that would have just been better, but they would have gotten like a crazy pop also, and then you would have had like three baby faces versus three baby faces. This is good for, you know who this is good for? Drew McIntyre.
Why is that?
Because now you have the 3-on-3s and you can see Drew with the top guys in the company. And if he fits in with those top guys in the company, he's going to be a top guy in the company. You know what I mean? Like, because Ambrose, Rollins, Dean, main event dudes. Braun, main event guy. Ziggler, sure. But I think this is a vehicle for McIntyre to really stand out. And I think what they're going to do with McIntyre is what they did with Daniel Bryan, where they would feed him everything. You know what I mean?
I hope they do something with McIntyre, because this guy is... He has the look, he has the ability, he's everything that they want. They just not pulling it yet.
And I can't believe they stood tall over Braun is so huge. Braun is like Braun and Drew McIntyre next to each other are two of the biggest people on the planet.
Batista's coming back.
Is he? Replace Dolph Ziggler with Batista. And that's the
biggest crew ever.
That's the power team.
Yeah.
The monsters among men. You have the animal. What's Drew McIntyre's nickname? The chosen one? He's not the chosen one anymore though.
Who? Drew McIntyre. He's not the chosen one anymore.
Is he the Scottish psychopath?
I hope that's what they call him.
I think that's what they call him, right? You have the Monster Among Men, the Scottish psychopath, and replace Dolph Ziggler with Batista. That would be like just like the big.
He's a Scottish psycho. Isn't that what's his name?
Who?
Ciampa, the Sicilian psychopath.
Yeah, but that's NXT. You know, different product.
I don't know what they're going to do with this. I don't know why Braun is a heel now. It made no sense to me that they turned him. I mean, I guess I know why. You know what was awesome? Hmm. That Austin 316 promo from on Charlotte from Becky Lynch.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah.
He beat the shit out of him. He's like, "You bitch."
So ridiculous. Both shows were good. This is also like a weird week for Raw and SmackDown for me, and I think for a lot of people too, just because like you had such a big SummerSlam and wrestling weekend, and then this was like the lull.
So
you know,
and you got a lot of wrestling happening. So you got the Mae Young Classic return September 5th. You got Hell in a Cell on the 16th. You got the Super Showdown at 2 a.m. at 5 a.m. East.
Oh yeah,
on Saturday, October 6th.
Evolution.
You got the Evolution pay per view on the 28th. And Total Divas returns on the 19th.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
But there's a lot. And then they're going back to Saudi Arabia.
Yep. They're going to do the biggest show.
The biggest show.
Yep. The biggest Survivor Series.
There's a lot going on right now.
It's a lot of wrestling, man. A lot of wrestling going on. And it's great. It's good for everybody, I think. Listen, the guys are making money. Everybody's signed. It's like wrestling's hot right now. Let's see how long this gets kept up. This kicks up. You know, all right. Who would you say are your top five main eventers in the world right now?
Top five main eventers: Kenny Omega,
okay,
AJ Styles,
Roman. I'll throw Okada in there.
Okay, Okada, yeah, Okada, and maybe Pentagon.
Sure. I'd put Pentagon at six.
Pentagon at six.
Six or seven.
Who would you put at five? Well, PWI came out, top 500.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega got the first place. Yeah. AJ Styles second. Brock Lesnar, I think, was third.
Uh-huh.
Roman Reigns fourth. I mean, it was typical, but their list is weird because it's part kayfabe and part not.
Right, right. Because they go storyline.
So look at this match. So the match is announced for this super showdown. Undertaker versus Triple H to battle over the last time ever.
This is Saudi Arabia?
No, this is Australia.
Australia, okay.
So you have the last match between The Undertaker and Triple H.
If you thought it happened once and that was it, now it's going to happen again, but that's it. Like,
yeah. Shield faces off against the super team, which is Braun, Dolph, and Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins versus the Riot Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe and Styles.
That's going to be awesome. I think that's where you see the title change between Joe and Styles.
You're also going to get Buddy Murphy versus Cedric for the title.
Cool.
Buddy Murphy should win.
I think Buddy Murphy goes over. I think Joe goes over in Australia. Interesting. I feel like they did it once with him and Finn, where he beat Finn at a house show. Remember that? For the NXT title?
Yeah, in Japan.
And they were No.
Finn beat...
No.
Yes, you're right. He beat Finn for the NXT title at a house
show. At a house show.
Yeah.
And then they were like, anything could happen in WWE. I think they're going to do that with the AJ title. I think this is where Joe gets it, in Australia. And then he shows up on SmackDown with the belt.
The Saudi show is a house show, by the way. They're not airing it on pay-per-view.
No?
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
They're not airing it on pay-per-view.
That's cool, because I don't want to see people with their back turns toward the camera.
Fuck, man. What a weird show that was.
It was. It was fun. But it was a weird show. I got like nice and tooted.
Did you?
Oh yeah, because it was a Friday afternoon.
I was watching it at work.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna go get a big sandwich and a bunch of beer, and then we're gonna get loaded.
Juan Reno just photoshopped a picture of Dave Meltzer's head on John Cena's body.
Hell yeah.
And it looks so real, and I need this to be an 8x10.
That's fantastic.
I'm framing this.
Yeah.
I need a higher res version of this, and I'm framing this right now.
Are you gonna pen Dave Meltzer a letter asking about his body?
Yeah. I'm very curious about his body.
Can I ask
you
about
I had
about
a weird dream about Kevin Nash yesterday.
Oh yeah, it's back, baby.
Yeah, he was sitting down at an autograph booth at Evolve.
Okay.
That's it. That's all it was.
That's it?
Yeah. And I yelled, Big Sexy! That was it. And I woke up.
What's up, man? Are you going to go to the NWO tour?
What are they doing? What is this NWO tour?
I think they're just going from city to city and doing signings. I don't think there's no wrestling involved. Maybe they'll show up at All In. Who knows? Imagine. Oh.
God, I can't. Like this?
So good. Like, just put all the wrestling in there. Like, all the banana shit that, like, you make up when you're a kid.
They're all there anyway.
Exactly. Like, all. Like,
can't we just get Scott Steiner and Hulk Hogan wrestling?
DDP is the last entrant in the.
Dude, that's possible. Yep. That's possible. Osprey's injured, by the way.
Ah, it sucks.
He's a little banged up.
All right, let's book Hogan and go get a beer.
Crap, we totally forgot about this. All right, so
we'll keep it quick.
Hogan in WWE in 1998. This is like the butterfly effect. Everything changes.
Absolutely.
I gotta pull this up. I had a thing I was gonna follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little map, little timeline.
Okay, so. Let's go. So the biggest period in WWE was probably 98 to 2001, 97 to 2001, right? Sure. Hogan now, so this would have been, at this point, it would have been Brett leaving, Hogan coming in.
Okay.
Shawn goes away in this instance.
He's gone.
He's gone. This is the same. It's like, still sticking to
WrestleMania
him.
14.
WrestleMania 14.
Goodbye, Shawn.
Yeah, goodbye, Shawn. Austin comes out.
Uh-huh.
Hogan... So this is how I'm doing it. Austin comes out, and it's a whole thing. Remember, he came out in the suit.
Uh-huh.
They presented a new title.
Yeah.
Austin does a whole thing. McMahon goes, you son of a bitch!
Yeah.
I got somebody to get you! You son of a bitch!
Uh-huh.
You son of a bitch! You ruin everything! Mm-hmm. He does a whole
thing.
Thing, right? Austin McMahon still happens.
Uh-huh.
You are now in... So Austin, actually, I'm sorry. Austin mm-hmm. McMahon doesn't happen yet.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you know what? I got someone that's going to kick your ass. And uh-huh. here comes Hogan.
Yeah. Hollywood though.
No.
No?
Corporate.
Oh, okay.
In a suit, comes out, and he goes, that's my title.
Uh-huh.
This is my business. I built this with Vince. He is a total heel.
Uh-huh.
Total heel.
Bandana?
Crowd. Black bandana, black everything, yeah.
Does he have the Hollywood black?
Hollywood beard, yeah, and a teardrop tattoo.
Okay.
He has a teardrop tattoo.
Okay.
For
sunglasses?
Yeah, of course, sunglasses. Okay. So he does the whole thing. The crowd is losing their minds, okay? This is now SummerSlam 98.
Uh-huh.
Main event is Hulk Hogan versus Steve Austin for the WWE title. Now, obviously, I'm missing pieces. I'm not going through every single week.
In your scenario, how does Hogan come out?
He just walks out in the suit.
For the match?
No, black everything.
Yeah, like Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Okay.
But he's not shirtless. He doesn't have the spandex to rip it off.
Okay.
He's wearing like a spandex like tank top.
Okay.
Like a tight shirt. He's not cuz you don't want to give the goods off.
So you know he's a bad guy.
You know he's a bad guy. Yeah. Black pants, white belt, he's doing the whole thing.
Okay.
They have a match.
Is he strutting to the ring? Is he doing the guitar and
everything? No. Dead serious walk.
Just
no fucking music.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't even.
Come on.
He needs a corporate. Music. No, Vince McMahon's no chance.
Okay.
He comes down, walks.
Comes out.
Doesn't do this, doesn't do any of it.
I think. I think comes out with Vince, top of the ramp. Vince is wearing his wife beater, and they both do the bicep.
No, that's not happening until later.
Double biceps.
That's not happening
until
later.
At the top of the ramp.
So. Hogan beats Steve Austin with a screwy finish.
For the title. Uh-huh.
Becomes WWF champion.
Okay.
For the sixth time.
Or seventh.
That would have been sixth.
Okay.
He's sixth now. Well, undisputed and whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Sixth time WWF champion. People lose their mind. This sucks. Everybody sucks.
Are people throwing stuff into the ring?
Yeah. And him and Vince are hugging in the ring.
That's the best. I mean, think about that, though. Yeah.
I mean, that's a major moment to think about.
Yeah.
It's as vile as him turning, you know, and joining NWO.
I think so, because you're kind of coasting off of that, too, where Hogan is still the bad guy.
Yeah, Hogan's still the bad guy.
Because they never turned him face again in WCW, right?
What is that?
They never turned him face again in WCW.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
Did they?
Yeah, remember he came out in the yellow and... he came out actually at one point in 99. He won the title. In 99, he was WCW champion as red and yellow Hogan.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they did
so
that.
Crazy.
I didn't understand. Like, he would go back and forth. It was...
All right. Okay. I lost track. I kind of remember this now. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's coming out. He's doing his whole thing. He wins the title, drops it back to Hogan.
Okay.
Drops it to Austin.
Okay. Where?
Drops it at...
Because they go back and forth.
So he wins at SummerSlam. It's not a long run. It's a one-month thing. Drops it...
At the next pay-per-view.
Survivor Series? Let's do Survivor Series.
Yeah.
No. Let's do Royal Rumble.
So he holds it until the Rumble.
Okay. Okay? But Austin beats him right in the middle. Clean finish.
Okay.
Vince comes out, starts berating Hogan.
I would do three stunners.
You would do three stunners?
Three stunners.
Okay. Hogan's on the floor, out cold, right? Out cold. And you start, as a fan, start having like, oh man, this was actually a really good match. Hogan really tried. But Hogan is becoming, Hogan's not saying anything to really make him like an asshole heel.
Can I interject?
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. August, this is from the Wikipedia. August 9th, 1999. Hogan started the night dressed in the typical black and white. But after a backstage scene with his son, came out dressed in traditional red and yellow.
Daddy put on the red and yellow.
Yep, for his main event 6-man tag team match. Hogan then defeated Nash in a retirement match at Road Wild to retain the WCW World Heavyweight
God
Championship.
Damn it.
So, very interesting.
Yeah. So, by the way, I'm booking this on the fly in my head. Right. I haven't written anything out here. This is all happening right now. This is as raw booking as you could get.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we're at Rumble. Austin beats him. Austin beats Hogan.
Three stunners.
You could have your three stunners.
Yeah.
But Hogan missed with a leg drop. Like, Hogan was... It was a long match, let's say.
20 minutes.
It was a long match.
Color. Lots of color.
Austin... it becomes a whole hugabaloo.
Bloodfest. Bloodbath.
Blood. Vince is out there. Whatever happens, happens. Austin wins. Vince comes in the ring.
And this is Rumble 99. Okay.
And he goes, you idiot, you stupid idiot, to Hogan. Fucking berating and pointing, blah, 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 blah.
But do Rock and Mankind still have the Last Man Standing match or the I Quit match?
No.
Okay.
I haven't gone that deep.
Okay.
But I would have Rock win as a heel the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So now you're back to WrestleMania 15. Rock,
right.
You're still doing
Rock and Austin.
Still doing Rock and Austin, but you're missing a lot of the middle.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Foley would suffer in this.
Right, because Hogan's back.
Or what you would do, you would have Foley and Hunter.
Oh, Hogan versus Foley.
You would have Hogan and... No, I would substitute Rock with Hunter.
Okay.
So let's go with the Last Man Standing and all that. Great. With Triple H.
Okay.
That's good. Because it would work.
Okay.
So now he's like, you idiot, you piece of shit. I should have never bought that.
Yeah.
Hogan starts going.
He's feeling it.
Vince is going back. No. And he goes. Brr.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Throws him to the rope. Big leg drop. Boom. And he goes.
That's the end of Rumble.
Fucking roof goes off the building.
Okay. That's the end of Royal Rumble 99.
That's the end of Royal Rumble 99.
Okay.
Hogan's now.
I'm with you.
Next Monday.
Red and yellow.
Red and fucking yellow.
Real American.
Comes out, and now you set up Vince Hogan.
Does Vince start the show talking about how he's going to take action against Hulk Hogan?
He starts it by saying he was always a big disappointment, and if it wasn't for Vince, he would have nothing.
Uh-huh.
This company was built on him, not Hogan. Vince creates everybody and loses, and you see...
Who's in the ring?
You see what a selfish egomaniac Hulk Hogan is. It's him and Shane in the ring.
I think you need Sarge in there.
Sarge, Patterson, Briscoe, they're all there.
All the stooges. Because you need Hogan to come out and clean house.
And I want to know what you guys think of this while I'm booking this. So now Hogan, all of a sudden...
Real American
hits, the fucking roof goes wild, and Hogan
goes... Does he come pointing to the ring?
Does the whole thing, everything, okay? He comes in, and The Briscoe runs out. Boom, punch. To Briscoe.
Out of the ring.
Patterson.
Out of the ring.
Out of the ring. Okay. Sarge is there. Boom to Sarge. The kid comes. He throws him right out, and it's just him and Vince, them two. And he does, you know, the whole thing. He goes, Vince, this company would be nothing without me, blah, blah, blah. At WrestleMania, the company is on the line.
Okay.
The winner gets control of the WWF.
This is WrestleMania 15.
This is WrestleMania 15. Hogan versus Vince.
How is that not the main event of WrestleMania 15?
Because you need Rock Austin for the title.
Okay.
You Rock Austin for the title. Hogan Vince for control of the WWF gets 100% ownership. Hulk Hogan wins.
Okay.
He is now the owner of the WWF.
Okay.
And now that goes back and forth after that. I did 1 year.
Well, Rock, because I like this leaves it for open for interpretation.
Rock Austin beats Rock.
I feel like he did, right? Like,
he did. Yeah, okay. That would stay on path.
I think you would need to close WrestleMania 15 with Hogan versus McMahon.
Okay, let's close it with Hogan versus McMahon.
But you get a screw finish. Hogan doesn't get control of. He's about to win. Austin comes out and saves McMahon.
Austin's a heel.
Yeah, that's how you do the Austin heel turn.
But remember, this is premature.
Okay,
you're now March 99. Austin only has till November.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you can't take. You can't ruin Austin yet.
Okay. But I think there needs to be a screw finish where somebody helps McMahon. Maybe The Rock?
You think somebody should help McMahon? Well, yeah. No, The Rock is dead. Okay. The Rock is dead. We're at WrestleMania. You know who comes in? Hunter.
To help his dad.
maybe you do something. I think Hogan should get it. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens with Hogan, it sets up. Here we go. Paul White.
There you go. Okay.
Paul White comes. And you just set up next year's WrestleMania, Giant versus Giant.
Sure.
Or you have Giant versus Hogan for control of WWF. He is the proxy for Vince.
Okay.
You could do that also.
Yeah.
But I think the payoff is in Vince versus Hogan. Mm-hmm. Hogan winning. And then the following night, Vince introduces Giant, Paul White.
Okay.
So now you've built Paul White Hogan for SummerSlam 99.
Sure. I'm with it. No. No, yeah, you're right. Okay.
SummerSlam 99.
Yeah.
The biggest giant in WWF. And the whole fucking vignette, dude. Mm-hmm. Every week they're going to put it down your throat, the body slam.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
I think this one is going to be a...
Hogan can't do it.
Bench press.
But here's the thing. Hogan can't do it. Hogan loses to the giant.
All right.
He just couldn't Hulk up.
And he loses control.
The power of the vitamins. Saying your prayers.
The commandments.
The commandments. All 20 of them. This is how I would have done it. And then now you got a year because Hogan has a 2-year contract to do whatever.
Okay.
That would have been Hogan's, you know, obviously things could change, but now you also have the Rock Hogan thing happening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You have Rock Austin happening. You have Triple H being elevated in that spot.
Uh-huh.
Austin goes away in November. Nothing really changes in that November timeframe. You just have now Hogan in that slot.
Right.
You got Hogan Taker. Hogan Kane.
Hogan everybody.
Hogan Kane.
Can we get
Hogan Rock?
Get Hogan Mankind?
Hogan Foley?
I would love
Hulk Hogan.
I would love to see
Hell in a Cell.
Cactus Jack versus Hulk Hogan.
In a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Hogan falls off the
top. Oh my God.
He would go to the fucking core of the earth.
Yeah.
He would go straight to the center of the earth.
The heaviest person on earth.
His belly's made out of lead. I want to know what you guys thought of this. This was on the fly, no pre-thinking, no nothing. I have not put a thing in here. One idea I was toying with, Hogan joins DX.
Ah.
You suck it, brother.
And then you get, do you get a premature Shawn return?
I haven't thought about that. Give me, what are we booking next week? Now, this is it for Hogan. We can't cross streams here.
Yeah, we can't cross fantasy streams.
Yeah, we can't. Do you like my idea?
I think it's great. I like it. I like my little my additions to it, obviously. But, next week...
I like the three stunners.
Three stunners, bloody.
Bloody.
I still say Austin
turns.
But, you know, like, I like the giant idea.
You know, but here's the thing. Think of what that would have done to business in 98.
Yeah.
I'm thinking on a business side.
And you're keeping Austin leaving, getting his neck surgery and all that.
Yeah, he has okay. to. I'm not. Okay. So another thing that Austin Hogan does, Hogan has a little edge as a face, and he does this. He goes, kiss my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over
just,
again.
Just all the time.
All the time. That's what he does.
Great. I like
it. I can't wait for that GIF to show up.
I like it. Let's do it. Let's get a beer.
Yeah. That is my Hogan. Next week, what are we booking? Guys, you tell us. Chat room, give me your idea. I want to know what we're booking. Do you want to do Brett?
Let's do Brett.
Not leaving.
Brett not leaving and not getting this. Brett not getting screwed over. Last minute contract situation.
Okay.
Vince gives him exactly what WCW's offering.
Okay.
So he can take care of his family. He matches it.
Well, he didn't even have to do that. He could have just honored the contract.
Yeah. Okay.
Vince decides, you know what? We're going to keep him. Sean goes away still, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's a very interesting... book these nuts, says Treehouse Vince. Very mature. There's MG Geek says Austin never leaves WCW. We should do polls here. You know what? We should start doing polls. So WJ530 says Goldberg in WWF, never in WCW.
Interesting.
He would have never been the star.
No, not at all.
It would have never happened.
He would have gotten saddled with some kind of whack gimmick.
They would have never been able to do it. Austin never leaves WCW. We could do that. Pull these nuts, says Treehouse Vince.
Pull these nuts.
So let's do Brett never getting screwed.
Yeah.
And for this instance, does Owen die?
Yes. We keep everything the same.
No, he wouldn't, because he would have never been the Blue Blazer.
That's true.
Okay.
There you go.
So
alternate history.
Alternate history, because Davey would have never left the company.
Mm-hmm.
So Brett stays in 97.
Yep.
Montreal never happens. I got it.
Or Montreal does happen, but it's kayfabe.
It's
kayfabe. Completely.
I still think it's a work.
I know. Me too. But I'm saying Brett never leaves after that, but that's still a moment. That's still a moment where, like, Vince says, like, hey, listen, you know, if you were leaving, this is what we would have done. And then everybody says, let's do it anyway. So you get a different version of the screw job.
Okay. Brett stays.
Yeah. We're going to have to do this next week, though.
Yeah. I got it. By the way, I know I got the whole year in my fucking head. I got it.
Sure.
Guys, I love you. Order the All-In pay-per-view. We'll see you next week. Follow us on Twitter, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich. We have a Facebook group. You can join the Facebook group. Just search for Matt Men Pro Wrestling Discussion on Facebook. And we have a Discord. Guys, join our Discord. We got a whole bunch of people in there right now. I absolutely love it. Maybe tonight we'll get the chat going. We'll do something. MG Geek, if you could post a Discord link again, that would be awesome. We will also post it everywhere, so that'll stay. All right, guys, that's it for this week.
Later.
See you later.